here I am inside St. Columb's Cathedral in Derry. So this is the Church of Ireland Cathedral, obviously originally a Catholic one. St. Columb built something around here in 546 AD. Of course, it's AD after Jesus Christ. Look at this memorial plaque, almost bare-breasted woman with a cross on a tomb, and many more memorial plaques. Interestingly, they were in English rather than in Latin, because even the Church of England did things in Latin. Well, say they do it in Oxford until the 19th century. Remember, think of Oxford colleges up there to where the organist is. Okay, more memorials to distinguished people from the diocese. An intelligent lawyer. Look at that plaque says there. And then here we are. So tourists are not admitted. Okay, approximately 1 hour. So this one is 1633, the building of this one. This is the sort of the entrance hall. Well, I think those flowers are dead. What do you reckon? The roof is nothing special. So I found the choir was medium quality, but I found it rather unemotional. So here we are outside the church, and it's sort of the top of the hill inside the old walled city. And then I noticed that it had like Roman arches. And what else was in here? This is the west end. Obviously the altar's towards the east, towards Jerusalem, facing towards the River Foyle as it happens. So some pleasing stained glass. There were all these heads on the Roman arches, and then years, methinks, are meant to be the bishops, like in St. Peter, like in whatever that church in Castletown by the Church of the Sacred Heart in County Cork, all these bishops' heads, as I think they are meant to be. So look at the tower there, and then gargoyles. You see these heads above the water spout, the cow. It's meant to gargle the water sound as it comes down. This is a very soft British day. You see the weather here in Londonderry. And then beyond this fence here is the old city wall, which they've maintained, kept up. And here are people who rest from their labours in unvisited tombs, could get the lichen and moss off there. It looks like the stonework's been touched up not too long ago. All right. So it's actually not that big, but then of course the city was rather small. This was here all through the siege of Derry, and then they used it to fire from, put a cannon up there somehow. You think, surely it's not right to be using the house of God to fight. But, the priesthood will usually bow to political masters. And it was mostly Catholics against Protestants. I think the city was exclusively Protestant, which usually meant Church of Ireland, not Presbyterian. Now, whereas the besiegers, there were some, would have been some Anglicans, I'm not sure about Presbyterians. It's not true that the Jacobites had no Protestant members, they did. Obviously, Williamites and supporters of William of Orange on the other side, or some did they, when they closed the gates of Derry to James II's troops in 1688, did they even know that William of Orange had landed in England? William Stadtholder of the Netherlands, who'd married his first cousin, Mary, as in daughter of King James II. Okay, so here we are. That way is the altar. This is the east end of it. I like the way the sun is so gleaming. So bare stone walls in there, a few memorial plaques, a few old faded regimental flags and flags of the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, even memorials to the American sailors who were here in Derry in the Second World War. Think about the Royal Ulster Constabulary, you know. And I was reading the diocesan newspaper mentioning, obviously, parishes in Donegal across the border in the Irish Republic. Their name liveth forevermore. Okay. And what's this little plaque here? So, to think that George Barclay, the dean of that cathedral, was in there. I don't know any other famous persons who were there. I can't remember who was leading worship. It wasn't the bishop. Maybe he's visiting one of his parishes. Oh, look, Vita Veritas Victoria, life, truth and victory, motto, and then the coat of arms of Londonderry. It's got that harp of Ireland at the top. Oh, yeah, and it's good, which it doesn't usually have. And that little sword there, that should be red on white up there. City of London's plaque, and the castle, and the skeleton and thinking pose. Okay. Okay, so it's about those fighting in the siege, the apprentice boys. And there was that Earl Bishop, Frederick Harvey, the Earl of Bristol, who was bishop here in the late 18th century, a polymath and an ecumenist. And astonishingly, So looking over there to the waterside east of the Foyle, the centenary of the Siege of Derry was celebrated by some cross-community parade. I suppose they're just sort of saving the city rather than the victory of one denomination over the other. So that was Lord Bristol, and that's where the Bristol hotels all over Europe, because he's a great traveller. Even in Sri Lanka I saw one, not that that's Bristol. Okay, someone founded the Apprentice Boys Association. That's where it was, the Crimson Tree, as in the Crimson Flag, Mitchell Byrne Tree, Colonel John Mitchell Byrne. And I saw there was the Apprentice Boys of Derry service held here in 9th of August, is it? Commemorating what, the end of the siege after 105 days, and the whatever worshipful master of the Grand Lodge of Ireland, as in Orange Lodge was here, and someone who was head of the Royal Black Institution, and someone who's head of the Grand Lodge, Orange Lodge of Scotland, and so forth, they all attended. That Bishop Earl, who built that famous sort of folly on the north coast of County Londonderry. And what is this orca doing here? So it'd be good if these graves were a bit more legible. Right, so that is St. Columb's Cathedral. Was St. Columba's Monastery right here? I don't know. The Donegal saint who also founded Iona in North Britain. And then St. Eugene Owen, as a one raised under the yew tree, he was his precursor, apparently prophesied this guy would come. And look at the diocesan coat of arms up there, the crossed swords, the harp of Ireland on St. Patrick's blue, and then the bishop's mitre above it, Anglican Communion Church of Ireland, as in it's a sort of a carbon copy of the Church of England, Diocese of Derry. Notice it's not Londonderry, it's Derry. Parish of Temple Moor, as in the big church, St. Columb's Cathedral. So that's founded 1633. There we go. I mean, I suppose because there was a Catholic cathedral here before, but was on this exact site, because obviously the city was sacked by Sir Caer, was it O'Doherty, one of the local Gaelic chieftains. Now, why was he Sir? Because surrender and regrant under Henry VIII. So the local Gaelic chieftains often renounced their titles and leadership and then were given heritable titles from Henry VIII. So acknowledging Henry VIII as King of Ireland. He had been King of Ireland since our Parliament hailed him as King of Ireland in 1641. And so again, you have the coat of arms and the mitre, the bishop's hat, meant to look like the tongues of flame coming out of the heads of the 12 apostles at Pentecost, you know, 40 days after our Lord's ascension into heaven, when the apostles were very, very frightened. That miracle, the flames came out of them and didn't harm them, like the burning bush, or what was it, when they were not consumed by the flame. Columb's Cathedral, it says over here. Okay, good. And there are the railings. So here we are in the walled city of Derry. So the building's not more than five stories high usually, because these are often Georgian buildings. And see, there's one of the gates in the walls. Not all the gates are original. The gates are put there later, because obviously for defense, you don't want too many gates. Without stairs, you don't want to go up and down too many flights. And obviously it's very difficult to build things that tall and before steel girders. And here we go. There it is. And a procession in towards it. So they have to go the gates and pass the cathedral and then to the right and then to the right to get in. Yeah. Because we're looking at the east end of it. We're looking at the altar end of it here. So there we go. And then near the site to Robert Montgomery was born in administrator. He died in London, though. So a local man. And Bernard Law Montgomery, the famous general. His father was bishop around here. Was he bishop of Derry? And then his father, bishop of Tasmania, blah, blah, blah. But Montgomery's in Wales, Montgomeryshire. But methinks the surname Montgomery actually comes from North Britain, not Mid-Britain. And then dead ahead, I can see Apprentice Boys Hall. You see that tower, sort of faux medieval tower. And you see the orange flag of the Orange Order. Now, the Orange Order is not the Apprentice Boys of Derry. One can't be a member of two or more of these things. So it's got the orange field with a five-pointed purple star. I don't know the significance of the purple or the five-pointed star. And in the ensign, St. George's Cross, the UVF, that's the Loyalist Terrorist Organization, inverts that, have the same flag but with a purple field and an orange star. So obviously it doesn't look too good for the Orange Order. Now, the Orange Order is a charity, is an honourable organisation, but unfortunately it has let some terrorists join. And sometimes Loyalist terrorists have hidden their weapons in orange lodges and so forth, but it's a moribund organisation. It's got like about 30,000 members. So you get back to the 60s, you would have about 100,000 members. Bear in mind the population of Northern Ireland's like doubled in the last 60 years and their membership has gone down. There's a time about sort of like 20% of Protestant men were members of it in Northern Ireland, and it's now way less than that, much smaller in real and absolute terms. That's one of the gates of Derry. To the left is the courthouse, okay? Anyway, and down here's the diamond, the actual central square of the walled city is called the Diamond, and often in this part of Ireland, like including in Donegal, apparently the central square of a town is known as the Diamond, even if it's not actually diamond-shaped. And there you see the goddess of victory, Nike, with her sword and with her laurel wreath. Okay, that's enough for the moment.